My first introduction to the Gospel of Matthew was through a musical. You may have heard of it, Godspell. I don't know or remember exactly how old I was, although I do remember being young. And I remember going to see it at the local high school, and in that moment, just it became one of my favorite musicals. Luckily, my parents also really enjoyed it and had it on vinyl record, and I would listen to it over and over and over until our record player finally died. The musical was also my first introduction to the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are said in the show by the cast and Jesus as a call and response. However, as I looked back at them and looked back at the show, I realized it was the combination of the reading of the Beatitudes and then the song that follows, which is called All for the Best, and that the two of them together influenced my interpretation of the Beatitudes. In the song, Jesus starts off singing, "When you feel sad or under a curse," and then goes on to describe the worst possible day that one could have, even worse than Job's. But at the end of his verse, Jesus says, "Don't forget that when you go to heaven, you'll be blessed. Yes, it's all for the best." In other words, in my head, it said, it's okay to suffer now because in heaven you'll be blessed for your suffering. The song then follows on with Judas saying, how the blessed live on earth now. Some men are born to live at ease, doing what they please, richer than the bees are in honey. He goes on to say, they can't take it with them, but what do they care? But who is the land for, the sun and the sand for? You guessed, it's all for the best. Judas plays on the word best by referring to the people who have the money and the power on earth now. The understanding I came away with from the song was that the Beatitudes meant if you're poor and downtrodden, it's okay, because you'll be blessed in heaven, but not until you die. If you're rich and living your best life on earth now, once you die, not so great. That your best life was going to be here on earth. I saw the Beatitudes as an instruction book and felt the best thing I could do as a Christian was not to be rich and greedy. As I grew older and started reading the text for myself, I started to move away from the idea that one was predetermined to either be rich or poor and therefore either blessed on earth or blessed on heaven. But I still saw the text as saying that God gives extra blessings to those who suffer in this life or struggle for peace. And with that, almost a sense of shame. Like, I can't be a true Christian unless I'm also suffering or struggling. Our culture today doesn't help with how we interpret the word blessed. Many people in today's society who claim to be blessed are people who have often become successful at the expense of others or the expense of the environment. So when I hear the word blessed, I tend to think of an honor or a reward given without God's presence. When I do think of God blessing people, I think of people like Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, people who have gone that extra mile to either serve and follow God or to suffer and serve and follow God. Maybe you've thought of people like this or interpreted these versions of blessed as well. None of them are very hopeful. None of them are hopeful for this lifetime, at least. And so I never found reassurance from the Beatitudes. I never saw myself as being able to achieve either version to be blessed. So often we want to translate it as the word blessed as holy. But when scholars look at the original Greek, they say it's better translated as a fortunate state of life. That kind of changes how we look at the Beatitudes, how we look at Matthew. Jesus is promising that all the people, the poor, the downtrodden, the other, those left on the margin, those who are mourning, all the people are fortunate because we possess the kingdom of heaven. So often we also want to look at the Beatitudes as, and the kingdom of heaven as, happening when we die. And yet, just before this text, Jesus called disciples and said, "The kingdom of heaven is near," and went about healing people, feeding people. The Beatitudes are not what we should be doing to get into heaven, but rather, they are what we have and can do and to bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth now. Beatitudes aren't a you must do this list, but rather this is how we be in relationship with others and with God. This scripture in Matthew is also going against everything the kingdom, the Roman kingdom, is. This description of a new kingdom of heaven where the poor and oppressed are given life, are blessed, are thought to be, to find hope, is completely against the kingdom of Rome that is oppressing them. We are all blessed because we have all been given the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, in this moment, is transforming all the unfortunate things, all the unfortunate conditions, to help us see, to help us transform our lives, to live as blessed people. Unfortunately, it doesn't mean the day-to-day things go away. But we know that even in the hard times, the suffering, the loss, the grief, the frustration, that we are still blessed with God's presence. The blessing is a gift. The Beatitudes are not setting up conditions that we have to apply to get the blessing. In that moment, Jesus is blessing those who hear and those of us who hear today. The Beatitudes are not about being right. They're about changing and being in relationship with God. And the best news of all the Beatitudes is that no matter what, God has the final word. This is not a scripture about judgment, but about blessing. We're not called to judge one another, to say who is blessed and who is not. God has blessed us all, and God will be the final judgment. And so I look out at every one of you today, and I remind you, you are blessed with God's presence. You are blessed as one who is created in God's image, who has received God's love, and God's forgiveness. And now I encourage you to look at one another. You might have to move a little bit. But to turn to each other and say, God bless you. Please do. And I asked you to do this because ultimately, again, the Beatitudes, being in relationship with God, is not just about an individual, but it is about being together in the community, to loving one another as Christ has loved us. I invite you now to go forward through your week and bless friends and family, and maybe somebody out there needs to hear it this week. God bless you.